powerful force. This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Good evening. It's about 7:35 p.m. and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is the, I believe, the 21st day of February 2011. And I'm Val from Folk Oasis, which runs Wednesday evenings, filling in tonight for GAC, also known as Gary. So welcome to Exploding Head Movies. And tonight's featured soundtrack is going to be an interesting one. I've gone back into my my personal archives and pulled out a little something from about five, 6 years ago. It was released, the soundtrack for a movie called Jim White. Well, the movie was called Searching for the Wrong Eye Jesus, and it features the music of Jim White and others. So we'll be getting to that in maybe about half an hour or so. But let's start things off with a little something from a new CD out by a woman named Alex Hickey. She hails from, I believe, the East Coast of our great nation, Canada, I think. I better look up her website. Lovely album. And reminiscent at times of, well, Be Good Tanya's. See what you think. We're going to start things off tonight with a track called Little Girl.
There's a little girl on the doorstep, waiting for you to come home. She's got a bruised knee, she's got a story to tell. She is waiting for you all alone. When you come home, you've got bruised feelings and you need someone to tell. She pretends to listen with a blank expression. She is wishing you would go to hell. There's a little girl biking in the alleyway, wondering when you'll come home. Look, Ma, no hands, her knees all healed up. She is learning to go it alone. All your talking, you got no time for listening. You are becoming her personal hell. There's a little girl sitting on the curbstone, talking on her cellular phone. She's got a bad attitude, she's got your number, yeah. Her heart is turning to stone. When are you coming home?
Don't miss TEDx Georgia Strait on February 26th at UBC's Forest Sciences Center. The goal of this event is to raise awareness about many of the amazing efforts that are currently being undertaken to mitigate and educate people on the costs of society's insatiable fossil fuel dependence and to promote the topic of energy in a positive way, realizing the vast potential that awaits us as a human race and how our ingenuity will lead us to a sustainable future. That's TEDx Georgia Strait on February 26th at 1 p.m. Also, don't miss the after party at Chapel Arts that night. Registration and information about the after party is available at TEDxGeorgiaStrait.com.
And you are listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Val, filling in for Gary this evening, who is currently in Finland. He didn't go there for the happiest of reasons. I believe his grandmother passed away. But now he is able to spend some time with family before he comes back to Vancouver. So, Gary, if you are listening on the podcast, hello and happy and safe travels to you. And you just heard from a New Zealand band, Shocking Pinks. That was a little something called Emily. And we send that out with our heartfelt sympathies and I don't know, what can you say? Just send our best thoughts over to Christchurch, New Zealand, which is where the Shocking Pinks are based. If you haven't heard already, they underwent another serious earthquake today. This one, I believe, was about a 6.3. You may well remember that they had fairly damaging earthquakes and aftershocks happening in last September. Now, apparently, they were spared any casualties in terms of deaths in September. Such is not the case this time. Apparently, it's really, really bad. So, Christchurch, New Zealand, wonderful country and a wonderful city. So, our thoughts are with them this evening. Excuse me. And before that, you heard a couple of tracks from this new album from Alex Hickey. And, you know, I think I promised I was going to call up her website, wasn't I? And then I got involved in other things. So alexsings.ca is where you can get more information on Alex. Wonderful voice, a really nice songwriting. And the two songs that you heard were Little Girl and Never Too Late. Let us take a look at her little one sheet here. Does she not have a little low-res PDF action coming up? There we go. Well, she lives in Toronto, but there is... She does have a connection with the Maritimes in Nova Scotia. There you go. That's where I got this idea about her being from the East Coast. In any case, this next set we are going to start with, we were going to start with something by the John Cohen Experimental, but I have to switch CD players, so what we'll do instead is start with this new Cowboy Junkies CD. They're putting out a little, I think it's a trilogy, maybe a four-part series that they're calling the Nomad series. The first part was, I don't remember the name of the album, but it was based on experiences in China. This current volume two of the Nomad series is called Demons. And it consists of songs written by Vic Chestnut. Vic Chestnut died just over a year ago. And they were good friends of Vic's. And I believe they were even doing some collaboration at the time of his death. So they've put this out in tribute to him. And it's a very interesting selection of Vic Chestnut covers, including this one, which is track number four, Betty Lonely. River. Her ears omit
hard to fade. She sunk her past out in the surrounding salt flats. Beneath
how best to explain it? You've seen me in X-Men.
Yeah.
The character I am, Professor Charles Xavier. Mm. If you remember, he can control things with the power of his mind. Can make people do things and see things. So I thought, what if you can do that for real? I mean, not in a comic book world, but in the real world.
All right.
So in my film, I play a man who controls the world with his mind.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah, for instance, I'm walking along. And I see this beautiful girl, and I think I'd like to see her naked, and so all her clothes fall off.
All her clothes fall off?
Mm, yes, and she's scrabbling around to get them back on again, but even before she can get her knickers on, I've seen everything. You know, I've seen it all.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We've already seen everything.
Okay. It's a comedy, is it?
No.
And this is Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Val, filling in for Gary this week. He'll be back next week with an hour and a half of his usual eclectic, very eclectic mix. I have very large shoes to fill this week, but I'm doing my best. You might find it maybe a bit folkier, rootsier than normal, but always happy to help Gary out when he's away traveling. You just heard from the John Cohen Experience. He is based in Montreal, and as we speak, he's doing a little mini tour of the Lower Mainland and Vancouver Island before he heads south and makes his way across the USA on a Greyhound, stopping hither and yon with his guitars and electronics, lots of effects pedals and loop sampler things, going down to South by Southwest, I believe. He's kind of heading that direction for mid-March and then back up to Montreal. I had the chance to see him last Thursday at the Railway Club, really enjoyed his show. And if you missed him last week, he is going to be at Café du Soleil this coming Sunday evening. That's the John Cohen Experimental. Did I say experience? I may have. The John Cohen Experimental. And I have a copy of his CD to give away. Actually, two copies. He left a few copies here when he came to visit Folk Oasis last Wednesday, so I'm happy to give some away. 604-822-2487 if you're interested in getting a copy of John's latest, which is called Behold. The song you heard, by the way, was called Brain Pollution. And before that, you heard from the new Cowboy Junkies tribute to Vic Chestnut, which is called Demons, and their lovely version of Betty Lonely. So we're just past 8 p.m. here, and I think I'll do a couple of more songs before I get into this week's feature movie soundtrack, which, again, will be the soundtrack to Searching for the Wrong Eye Jesus, a sort of semi-documentary about the South, if we could loosely describe it as that. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes, but I really want to get into this new Wanda Jackson CD, The Party Ain't Over, and boy, ain't that the truth. 73 years young Ms. Jackson is, still out there, still touring, still recording, the queen of rockabilly back in the early 60s. Where's the part about her hanging out with Elvis? Oh, I can't see it right away here on Wikipedia. She's got a nice big old, there it is, 1955, Jackson briefly dated Elvis Presley while on tour with him. There you go. And from the looks of this picture of her in the mid-50s, quite a looker, still is quite a looker. Gorgeous gal with quite a voice. Here she is with Rum and Coca-Cola.
Thank you. go down, Trinidad. They make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make a rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drink your rum and Coca-Cola. Paradise. Drink a rum and Coca-Cola. Go down, Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Oh, fix me. Fix me. Chicari to Mona's Isle, Haiti girls all dance and smile. Help soldiers celebrate his leave. Make every day like New Year's Eve. Drink a rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Situation is mighty clear. Like Yankee girl, the ladies swoon when she hear the bingo croon. Drink a rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Hot sun and cool off. Drink a rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Rum and
callous feet.
Now we'll close the mini bar, little mini set with songs about booze. And you just heard When Wine Was Cheap, as performed by Austin, Texas band The Gourds, G-O-U-R-D-S. That was from their very first album, going back, close to 15 years now, called Dem's Good Beeble. Great band to see live. And that song still features prominently in their live sets. So there you go. The lasting value of a good song, especially in a bar. And in fact, they'll be up in the Pacific Northwest, not in Canada, alas, but around Easter time, they'll be doing some gigs in Seattle, Missoula, Montana, Portland, Pendleton. I can't remember where else. So good chance to, hit the road, go for a road trip. Before that, Wanda Jackson, The Party Ain't Over, is her newest. And Rum and Coca-Cola. So pick your poison, folks. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. This is Exploding Head Movies. I'm Val. I usually host Folk Oasis every Wednesday evening here on CITR 101.9 FM. Now, I won't be on this Wednesday. There is a homelessness marathon happening. Being broadcast from back east, and CITR is involved in the rebroadcast. But you can go take a look at my podcasts if you're interested. If you haven't had a chance to listen to my show yet, you might like it if you're into anything sort of vaguely resembling roots folk music. It's pretty eclectic. 2 hours of eclectic roots music. Perhaps not as widely eclectic as Gary's lovely show here. I'm doing my best to mix things up this evening. So it is about 13 minutes past 8 already. Definitely time to get into the feature soundtrack for this evening. And now Gary's been doing, of course, Oscar nominees over the last few weeks. And now that he's done with that, I decided to take the liberty of going back in time, back to about, I think, 2005 is when the soundtrack was released. The movie itself, I believe, came out in 2003, Searching for the Wrong-Eyed Jesus. And I had the chance to watch it again recently on DVD, and I did especially find the, what do you call this, not the soundtrack, when the directors talk. Oh, God, I'm having one of those days. You know, the audio commentary. I found that very elucidating. It's very interesting. And for starters, as they pointed out, they filmed that movie before the events of September 11th, 2001. And as they pointed out, they would definitely not be able to make that movie today in this current political climate for so many reasons. Now, in a nutshell, Searching for the Wrong-Eyed Jesus is what I would say two BBC directors' vision of a mythical South. And though it was sort of marketed as a documentary, very clearly, and they cop to this all over the audio commentary, there's a lot of I love that term, conceit. In other words, there's a lot of stuff that stage, and they're definitely, they massage things to serve a greater purpose, and they're really trying to present more of a mythical vision of the South, but there's definitely a lot of hard truth in there. And the soundtrack is really amazing. What's very interesting about this movie is that the soundtrack is definitely not an afterthought. In fact, the movie itself was born from the director getting a Jim White CD as a Christmas gift one year, and We may listen to a track from that. The original CD that he was given was called The Mysterious Tale of How I Shouted Out Wrong-Eyed Jesus, which is a very dark and gothic Southern Americana alt-country sort of record. And he was just so inspired by this movie that he had to go to the South, try to find some of this tale, whatever it was he was looking for, whatever Jim White was looking for. These Brits wanted to find that as well. And in fact, they roped Jim into being their guide. So he was their tour guide and, well, spirit guide in some respect. Because, as it's pointed out here in the liner notes, more than a state of mind, the South is an atmosphere. So let's start right into a few tracks from this wonderful album with the song that runs over the opening credits and the opening scene. A wonderful scene of the bayous of Louisiana, a lot of dripping moss and very, very eerie atmosphere. And it's an eerie song by Jim White, Still Waters.
Well, don't you know there's projects for the dead and there are projects for the living? Though I must confess sometimes I get confused by that distinction. Just throw myself into the arms of that which would betray me. I guess to see how far Providence will stoop down just to save me. And it's all because still waters run, run deep in. Swimming in still waters.
See my mother. said she'd meet me when I come.
Midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9. and www.citr.ca. And we're back. This is Exploding Head Movies, and this week's featured soundtrack, the music from Searching for the Wrong Eyed Jesus. You heard a couple of tracks. The first one was the one that goes with the opening montage, very moving and ethereal song by Jim White called Still Waters, which actually, does that come from his Searching for the Wrong Eyed Jesus? Yes, it does. That is from the mysterious tale of how I shouted wrong-eyed Jesus, which Jim White put out in the mid-90s. Oh, oops, 1997, actually. And then after that, we heard from David Eugene Edwards, who at the time was known as, his band was 16 Horsepower. That band is no longer, but he is performing as Wovenhand. And in fact, they were, David and band, Wovenhand, were just at the Biltmore not too long ago. That was a great show. So Wayfaring Stranger on banjo, David Eugene Edwards. So if you're at all interested in the southern U.S., you've had some sort of a fascination with it, if you have traveled there, or if you haven't traveled there, this is a very interesting film to check out. I would not call it a documentary, although it's marketed as such. It definitely has some great documentary footage, including a really amazing few minutes filmed inside a prison in Louisiana, which almost looks more like a summer camp, but it just goes to the to show the overcrowding, one, because there's about, I think, 10 or 15 bunks all in a room. There's no such thing as a private cell or a semi-private cell. And the other interesting thing about that prison visit was that all the prisoners were white, because, yes, indeed, white prisons and black prisons. But these fine folks from the BBC managed to get access, which was in itself pretty amazing. So it's a very interesting movie in terms of an outsider's view of the South. And I'll just briefly read you the notes on the back of this soundtrack, which pretty good description. Stunningly photographed and directed movie by Andrew Douglas. Here we go. Alt-country singer Jim White drives a souped-up and beat-up Chevy Impala through a hard scrabble underworld of Pentecostal church trailer park, coal mine, prison, and truck stop, where the secular and spiritual are joined at the hip, with dramatic musical interludes, as well as grisly stories from cult Southern novelist Terry Crews. The film dissolves the borders between story, song, and poetry in an atmospheric bayou of pure evocations. Not a bad little description at all. Again, music very key to the movie, not just an afterthought. And here's a handsome family. Let's listen to one of their contributions to the soundtrack. They appear several times in the movie, sort of as a little bit of a running theme, an undercurrent. And the first time they appear is They're playing on the deck of a floating fishing hut, I guess you would call it, on one of the bayous in Louisiana. And as we learn from the audio commentary, they were none too thrilled to be working with electricity that close to water, but they did. And here's the song that they were playing, My Sister's Tiny Hands.
Cheek against my sister's, we were born like tangled vines. We lived along the river where the black clouds never linger. The sunlight spread like honey through my sister's tiny hands. Picking sour apples in the wild waving grasses, sister stumbled in a briar and was bitten by a snake. Every creature casts a shadow under the sun's golden face. But when the sun sinks past the waving grass, some shadows are dragged along. Alone I took to drinking bottles of cheap whiskey and staggering through the backwoods, killing snakes with a sharpened stick. Tiny hands went splashing at the river's sparkling shore. So I took my rusty gas can and an old iron shovel. I set the woods to burning and choked the river up with stone. Every creature casts a shadow under the sun's golden fingers. But when the sun sinks past the waving grass, some shadows are dragged along.
And from the soundtrack to Searching for the Wrong Eyed Jesus, that was a song recorded in the field, as many of the songs on this album were. And in the movie, recorded live as well, of course. Sorry, I lost my track here. There it is, Amazing Grace by Melissa Swingle. And there was an interesting story, which I don't recall too clearly now, that the filmmakers just literally stumbled upon her somewhere in West Virginia. And so they recorded this live near Potown Creek, West Virginia. And before that, you heard from the Handsome Family. And the song was My Sister's Tiny Hands. That was taken from a 1998 record by the Handsome Family called Through the Trees. The Handsome Family, another band that was recently at the Biltmore. I don't know if any of you caught them. So it is about 20 minutes before 9 here on CITR 101.9 FM. Gavin Walker from The Jazz Show has arrived. So that's what you have to look forward to at 9 o'clock, right up till midnight. And then at midnight, Canada Post-Rock. And start again with live programming bright and early Tuesday morning. 6 a.m. for the pre-show, 6:30 for the official show, and that would, of course, be Pacific Pickin' Bluegrass in the morning with the lovely Andrea and Arthur. And if you'd like more information about our fine programming here on CITR, including our podcasts, don't forget that you can get podcasts of just about every darn show that we broadcast. Check out CITR.ca. Discorder, our free monthly magazine, also has a programming guide inside. So I think we'll play one more track from this soundtrack to Searching for the Wrong Eyed Jesus. And again, if you are interested in sort of that whole Southern Gothic thing, Pentecostal churches, white cracker trailer parks, that whole profane, sacred sort of mishmash. This is a great little movie. Searching for the Wrong Eyed Jesus, and the soundtrack is truly incredible as well, I think. So the next song I'll play is by an old gentleman by the name of Lee Sexton. I'm not sure if he's still with us or not. He was quite well along in years when this movie was made, and he's a banjo player, and this song in fact was recorded in a mine. Well, it wasn't recorded in the mine, it was recorded in the mining office, and again, I'm trying to find the track. There is recorded live in Convict Holler coal mine in the state of Kentucky. Very interesting backdrop when he appears in the movie playing this song. It's an old mining office. All sorts of aged papers and everything is so many different shades of gray and black. Just an art director's dream. It just looks gorgeous. Dilapidated beauty. So here's Lee Sexton.
Thank you. my name is Rodney Graham, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
And Gavin Walker, of course, will be coming up in about 10 minutes' time here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Hope you're enjoying the programming this evening. I'm Val, filling in for Gary, as we know him, who is in Finland right now, and he will be back next week with an hour and a half of wonderful, wonderful Gary music featuring a soundtrack. Of course, to a movie. Oh, I'm not doing too well here this evening. Oh, bear with me. Thanks so much for listening. And the last couple of tracks that you just heard there, that first little banjo tune was by Lee Sexton called Little Maggie. And that comes from the soundtrack to the movie Searching for the Wrong Eyed Jesus, which you can find in video stores for rent, and VPL even has a copy that's available for circulation just as soon as I return it. It'll be back in circulation. I highly recommend both the movie and the soundtrack. And we follow that up with a track from the original CD that helped inspire the movie. The CD was by Jim White, and it's called The Mysterious Tale of How I Shouted Wrong Eyed Jesus. And boy, if somebody could film this concept album, I'd watch that. It's a very, very interesting tale. The liner notes alone are pretty engaging. The song was Heaven of My Heart. That was Jim White. So I think we're about ready to wrap things up here and hand it on over to Gavin Walker. And 3 hours of jazz, the jazz show. We're going to finish off this evening with something new from a Fredericton band. I'm enjoying this album quite a lot and have been playing tracks on my show Folk Oasis. This is the Olympic Symphonium. The new album is called The City Won't Have Time to Fight. And we'll leave you with this little ditty, Settle Down. So I hope you all enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Do please stay tuned for the jazz show. And again, Gary will be back next week. I myself, Val, host Folk Oasis, and I won't be on this Wednesday, but you can catch me just about every other Wednesday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. So take care. Thanks again for listening. Thanks for supporting Campus and Community Radio. And here's the Olympic Symphonium. Thank you.
place home. Where will you fall asleep? Blindly passing moving cars, barely on your feet. An ordinary night inside your head. Ducked into a driveway because you're hiding from someone who has found you out and that you've come undone. An ordinary night inside your head. Ignoring all the signs you should have read. And you'll be gone before. I shouldn't have to say it now. No, I shouldn't have to say farewell. This is it, the time has come. A time to settle down. Before I walk these city streets and see you're not around. An ordinary night inside your head. Ignoring all the signs you should have read. And you'll be gone before. I shouldn't have to say it now.